Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head coach of your Maryland Terrapins, Kevin Willard. Coach, what's up? Good morning. Thanks for joining us here on this Tuesday.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Doing all right. Last night, I was watching the Big Ten Network prior to tip-off, and Bruce Weber, who called the game, was talking about the fact that he was speaking with you, and you might have been a little worried about the team not being focused enough for that game against Minnesota. How do you know as a coach that, we're shooting around, we're meeting, and we're going through the pregame stuff, that maybe the focus isn't what it should be?
Yeah, I just think, you know, I have a great group. This group plays really hard. They're unselfish. They're scoring the basketball at a really good rate. But I think it's also we have four guys that have never been through Big Ten play before. And just getting them to understand what every night is going to be like has been probably my biggest challenge. And I think they're starting to get it through their minds where, we came off a really good win against UCLA coming off the West Coast. And then to bounce back 2 days later, you got to bring the same enthusiasm, the same concentration. And I thought we did a good job in the second half of picking that up.
Now, defensively, which has been a calling card for your team this year, maybe the Oregon game second half, things didn't go the way that you had hoped. And I guess first half last night, Coach, might not have been ideal. Minnesota, not the greatest shooting team, but they were lighting it up a little bit. What changed from a defensive intensity perspective for the team at halftime? And who kind of is your defensive stopper and table setter there?
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is, you know, when we're able to score consecutively, it gives us a chance to kind of set our press up and kind of wear teams down. And we've kind of been, you know, early in games, even when we're pressing at home, we've struggled early in games because teams are fresh and scoring us. I think we've done a really good job at home of wearing teams down. I think that was the biggest difference last night is Minnesota started missing some shots that they, you know, made some tough shots in the first half. And then I think, you know, our bench has come in and done a really good job of really turning up the defensive intensity. And I've been really pleased with the guys coming off the bench and just giving us a jump start overall and giving us a boost off the bench.
Now, Derek Queen, 18 of his career high, 27 in the second half. And, you know, the guy's a national, you know, a freshman of the year candidate. As you know, you recruited him. And look, the guy's been dominant. He's done some great things. But to keep that focus for him, once that national chatter starts to get involved, how tough is it for you as a coach to keep him focused on the task at hand, which is to get back to the NCAA tournament and show off when you get there?
Yeah, I think that's the great thing about Derek is the more attention he gets, the better he plays, the more focus he gets. You know, he's very driven to, you know, make it at the highest level. And every time he doesn't play well, it's remarkable for a freshman. He has an unbelievable bounce back. You know, he doesn't stay down. He comes in the next day very focused. He's been terrific for the freshman and the amount of minutes he's playing, the amount of usage he's getting. He's top five in KenPom in the Big Ten, which is for a freshman is unheard of. He's doing everything we can really ask him to do, and he's hungry for more, which is great.
Kevin Willard, head basketball coach, University of Maryland. Terps coming off that win last night, 77-71 over Minnesota. Maryland now 3-3 in the conference. Off to Northwestern, and you've talked about it, Coach, a bazillion times, the home success versus the road struggles. How do you get that magic formula to transfer from Xfinity Center off to Northwestern? And, yeah, they've lost three in a row, but they've hung in some of the games. They beat Illinois earlier. I mean, how do you make that transition become real effective on the road, duplicating your home success?
Yeah, I mean that's the challenge we have moving forward, and I think again it's what I liked about this group. I think they've kind of understood. You know, we had a chance at Purdue. We got up five late in the second half and couldn't get a stop. Same thing at Oregon. We're up two with 3 minutes to go and couldn't get a stop. And I think the biggest thing is these guys understand that really valuing offensive possessions on the road is so much different than at home. You know, we play the fifth quickest tempo in the country. I think on the road, we got to slow it down a little bit. We got to make teams work a little bit more on the road and just kind of slow the game down a little bit. And I think these guys are starting to understand that.
Hey, Kevin, the last year and years prior in the Big Ten, the farthest you would travel would be Minnesota or Nebraska, I would guess, flight. Now you're going to the West Coast. What have you learned about the travel? Do you go an extra day early? Do you go, you know, because teams do it differently. You know, what have you learned or studied?
Yeah, I mean, I you know, we played UCLA last year and went out 2 days earlier and played really well. We went out 2 days early this year to Washington. I think going to Washington and Oregon, we'll go a day, just a normal day before. I think when we go to L.A., I think we'll go 3 days before and enjoy some sunshine and get out there and enjoy L.A. a little bit more. It's really not that big of an issue. The biggest issue is, you know, you do have to travel from Oregon to Washington and then back. You know, coming back is kind of where it hits you. But the travel's great. To get to play Oregon, to get to play Washington that we've never played before, I think is a unique experience for the kids.
Kevin Willard, head basketball coach, University of Maryland, 105.7 The Fed. Vinny and Haney, Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Kevin, last thing for you. We mentioned Northwestern. Barnheiser's a stat filler. Martinelli's a stud. Tell us about the Wildcats and how you're getting that win, hopefully Thursday night at 9 o'clock Eastern time.
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us, you know, again, Martinelli killed us last year in the two games we played him. He averaged almost 24 points a game against us. And they're playing Barnheiser a little bit more at the point guard at 6'6". Is an issue defensively. And again, I think for us going out there, we got to really focus on the defensive end and rebounding against a very good Northwestern team.